All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. And good evening. Welcome to episode 16 of American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Today we are going to take a little bit of a break on our survival and preparations and all those cool talks that we've been going through, and we're going to quickly talk about something that hit the news yesterday. About 4,100 Russian nationals that were caught this year by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol while on our southern border. Now, here's something that's very funny about this, is the year prior, 2020, we caught about 500 Russian nationals. That's all of what was caught and documented. Now, anytime someone comes out and says this amount of number of people were caught and documented, they were processed, and they were either given a court date and released within the borders of the United States, or they were deported back to their home country. I'm not going to give this article any more than a brief glance through than what I already have, because I see why they're putting it out. And I'm going to give you my spin on why this is all of a sudden coming out about 4,100 Russian nationals that were stopped at the U.S. southern border. Could it be because we have a president that believes in open borders, that is weakening the Border Patrol, endangering the citizens of the country by allowing God knows who coming into this country? You know, sure, we'll go ahead and go down that route. But I want you to also think about it in another way. We have a provocation of war right now with Russia, also with China, and let's go ahead and discuss this. Right now in Ukraine, we have a potential hot conflict that may happen between the United States military and the Russian military, potentially also Poland and Belarus and Ukraine. So, you know, it's kind of a hot spot right now on the Western front of Russia, and Moscow is not backing down to Biden. Putin will not back down to anybody. He will agree to work with someone like Trump, but Putin will not back down from anybody. So, I mean, we see with Biden, he's not going to work with him. He more or less will tell Biden what to do and how to leave Russia alone and to stay out of Russian affairs in Ukraine. Should we or should we not worry about that? I don't know. The experts will juxtapose back and forth on that. What I care is that all of a sudden in the news, and this, I'm pulling this off of American Military Times, it's on Fox News, it's on the mainstream media. So if this was so prevalent to put across the board, across everybody's bow yesterday, it's a shot across the bow to me. Why are you coming out talking about it? Who cares? Who gives a damn how many Russians cross the border? Because our military is the only ones who are going to be affected by this, because the American people, honestly, could probably care less. You know, everyone probably looked at this article and goes, oh man, look at that, 4,000 Russians escaped and came to a free country. I mean, for now, Russia may end up having more freedoms than America will if we keep going down this route. But, you know, your average politician does not care about this, because if they did, they would stop grandstanding and they would make something happen on the border. And the northern border and the southern border are wide open. We do not have the adequate amount of Customs and Border Patrol agents, CBP, the blue side, Border Patrol, the green side, to adequately patrol the border and to adequately man the points of entry. Every bridge that crosses the U.S. border and goes into Mexico or goes into Canada is a point of entry. And at these point of entries, you will have multiple bays and lanes where you will have CBP agents along with Border Patrol agents who will be interviewing people coming in and out of the border, questioning about where they're going, why they're in the United States, are they a citizen, challenge them to see if they have proof or not. You know, and sometimes that leads into investigatory stops. Sometimes that leads into apprehensions that could be, you know, most of the time human trafficking or some sort of narcotic bust. Even to the point of people smuggling different types of fruits and vegetables into the country. Or animals. That's actually another big one. Animals being smuggled in. But in between the ports of entry and throughout the sectors that Border Patrol, the green side, will patrol, you will have so much gaps of adequate coverage that you will have groups that the coyotes will send over, the Mexican cartel coyotes will send them over in groups of, you know, 10 to 15 to 75 to 100 to 2 to 300 at a time. And, you know, we're not talking about one group. We're talking about multiple groups being released at multiple times or at different variations of times. And it's well coordinated. They know what they're doing. They're very successful at it. And they will let the large family units go and tell them exactly where to go to. This is the problem that we were having when I was on the border, is we would all be conglomerated into one area. And, you know, cartel knows where we're at because obviously we stick out like a sore thumb on the border. And they would say, okay, there's the federal police, go to them. And as people would be crossing the border, most of the time the groups would cross the border and they would either, you know, head away from you or they would head towards you. The groups that would head towards us, we would just, you know, rally them all into one area, and then we would start documenting them. You know, we had wristbands that we would pass out, and then we would get incident numbers for that time update that the group would cross. When a group would cross, Border Patrol calls it into their station and says, hey, this is me. I have this many crossing this sector at this point in time. They're going to timestamp that. They're going to create an incident number. That incident number is going to go onto a piece of document, a piece of paper that Border Patrol will have. And then there will be a wristband with that CCN or case control number or, you know, incident number, event number, whatever it is that I can't remember that they use. And that will go onto the wristband. We would then take these people, corral them into one area, and sometimes, and hear me out, sometimes we would search them. sometimes we would just put them into our vehicles and drive them to the detention facilities, the mass general population detention facilities that were erected in 2018. Because that's when we had this huge influx of people. And in one day, within a matter of hours, we caught 3,000 people in less than an eighth of a mile wide in El Paso. And that is such a hard task to do. Not only is it physically demanding, because you have to collect all these people. You don't know who they are. You don't know if they're criminals. You don't know if they're just people that are coming here claiming asylum, or they're, you know, crossing illegally, hoping to gain access to the United States justice system that'll just breeze them right through and let them have citizenship. Or if they're there for terroristic reasons. You don't know who you're dealing with. Sometimes you will tell. Sometimes you can easily tell the gang members. But, I mean, we caught people from Lebanese. We caught people from Africa. We caught people from China. People from Brazil, Venezuela, Guatemala, all throughout Central America. Honduras. People from Trinidad. I mean, we had a lot of Haitians come through, a tremendous amount of Cubans coming through. The Cuban crowd was one of those crowds where, you know, most of them will primarily speak English to an extent, and they were generally nice, a little bit arrogant whenever you would catch them, because they come to America thinking they automatically deserve everything, that the moment they step foot on U.S. soil, that they automatically gain rights and have an automatic, like, legal obligation to have a lawyer there and all this other crazy stuff that they'll tell you. It's really interesting. I don't know who fills their heads up with this stuff. And they're also the ones that'll protest the most, too. So that's another strange one. Inside the detention facilities, they'll sit there and they'll protest and not eat their food or take medicine or try to kill themselves or try to fight the staff. We had the most problems with the Cubans. You know, we had people from all over the world. We've caught Russians. I spoke to two Ukrainians, which, you know, surprised them when I spoke a little bit of Ruski. We were able to have a little bit of a dialogue. So, you know, I never caught anybody from a Scandinavian country. I always thought that was funny. I never caught a Canadian coming in from the Mexican border. You know, you may think that's funny, the Canadians would come down, but the cartel coming from the southern border has people from all over the world. Probably every single nation in the world has had people come through the Mexican drug cartels and into the southern border. So why is this article now such a big deal? Why is everybody talking about it? Well, because we're probably going to go to war with Russia and Ukraine. It's probably because Biden is being made to look like a fool. The left is being made to look like a fool and being played by the Russians. And they really want the left, the Democrats really want to go to war with Russia. If you remember in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was running against Trump, she more or less said, the moment I become president, we are going to knock Russian MiGs out of the sky in Syria. And the whole time I'm just sitting there shaking my head because I worked part of her detail when she came down to San Antonio, and that was a madhouse. You know, I'm just shaking my head going, this woman is insane. I mean, besides the fact that she is insane and she is, you know, this is kind of a friendly show, so I can't say exactly what I want to say about her, but she's kind of a B word. You know, the mere fact that she would even, you know, say that out loud, that, oh yeah, by the time I become president, we're going to war with Russia. Who the hell says that? You are guaranteeing nuclear war if you do that. Luckily for us, President Trump won. Unfortunately for us, President Trump lost to Biden. So-called, quote-unquote, lost to Biden. So now we have an idiot in the White House who falls asleep most of the time, stutters. He's not well researched. He's not well rehearsed. He has to have an entire crew of nannies around him at all times to make sure that he says the right thing. He's not allowed to do press conferences. He's not allowed to take questions half the time. Jen Psaki does most of the talking for him. You know, he's probably the worst teleprompter in chief that we've ever had. He is no slick speaker like Barack Obama was. Even though, you know, Obama just, he talked not from his heart, but from the teleprompter. Let's just go ahead and say it. The comparison of Russia versus America, if you compare our leaders, is horrible. Russia comes out on top. Now, military versus military, I'm going to go ahead and say America comes out on top every single time. We have a much better fighting force. We have a much more engaged fighting force because we have a real life combat experience over the past 20 years that is hard to replicate in training. However, Russia is constantly at war amongst its borders. They are a brutal people when it comes to warfare. And honestly, when it comes to warfare, that is how it should be. War is not politics, but politics always involves war. And the thing that our politicians seem to forget is that whenever you go up against another nation state like Russia, who is willing to nuke you, who is willing to do whatever it takes to win, if you don't have the same mindset and you decide to get into a fist fight with that nation, you're probably going to lose. Russia is more than willing in a fair fight to kick you in the nuts, to jab you in the eyes, to punch you in the throat. They're more than willing to do whatever it takes to win. But is America still? Are we still mighty enough to have that hailmaker, come out of nowhere and knock Russia out? I don't know. We have a different kind of, not military per se, military leadership. I mean, General Milley is more than willing to give a heads up to China if we were to invade. Does he have the same relationship with the Kremlin? So if we have a provocation for war, if we have a need and a willingness to go to war and a good reason for it, that would be why I would say that we are posting this stupid crap about 4,100 Russian nationals being at the border because I think they're setting up a false flag. I think our government is setting up a false flag that will draw Russia into a war with the United States and will give us the reason to go to war with them, much like 9/11 did. Now, I'm not saying 9/11 was an inside job. I'm not saying 9/11 was a false flag. I'm saying 9/11 was a very convenient excuse for us to invade another country that didn't really have any involvement in what 9/11 was, and then take their natural resources. So, let's just think about this here for a second. And we're going to talk about this more when we come back from the break. But I just want everyone to think about this. Why now does anybody care that 4,100 Russian nationals were stopped at the U.S. border? Did they ever tell you how many Chinese crossed? No, they didn't. We'll have more right after this break.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. and sadly they're going to awaken one day and all that money's going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we're back. This is American Vindictive. Thank you for listening. So we're going to continue to talk about this whole Russian scapegoat news story that has come out about the diabolical Russians invading us with 4,100 people. So Border Patrol put this out and their stats back in November or October time frame, and the news took off and said, oh, look at this, 4,100 of the people who crossed in an entire year of where 1.5 to 1.7 million people were documented crossing, 4,100 of them were Russians. Let's make this the national story. Why wasn't it named Venezuelan nationals were apprehended at the southern border in 2021? Because 48,000 of them showed up. 48,000. In 2020, 2,200 of them showed up. That's an increase of more than 21 times. But yet, the Russians made the top of the story. I'm telling you right now, they're setting up a provocation for war, some sort of a false flag, some sort of crazy crap is in the works, some scheme that they're cooking up to blame Russia. It'll be a dirty bomb this, or it'll be a Russian staged terrorist attack that. You know, when the Democrats get in trouble, when they are going to lose power, they always have a convenient boogeyman waiting in the shadows. There's always a convenient excuse to make your eyes look the other direction. I think because of the 2022 elections that are coming up, along with the next presidential election, I think because Joe Biden is on the way out from being the president, I think he's sick or he's going to die in office because he's an old man and he's senile. I wish no harm to the president. I just wish you weren't my president. I would say that, you know, besides the fact that Kamala Harris sucks as a vice president, she sucks generally. She's a horrible politician. You know, she was selected, not elected. Remember that. But because of all this, because Nancy Pelosi is losing power, the January 6th scandal didn't really do too much to us. Kyle Rittenhouse won his court case, which is really, you know, that within itself was just this uppercut straight to the Democratic stomach. And now that they're vomiting up all their politics, the Democrats are scared. They're going to lose power. They think they're so close to gaining every bit of power that they need to overtake America, to take your guns, to take your freedoms, to shut you up, sit you in the corner, make you a good little boy and girl so that you can never raise your voice at them again. Because they're afraid they're going to lose control over you, they are going to set up a false flag. Mark my words. something is going to happen. A terrorist attack is going to happen within the next year in this country. And I hope to God I'm wrong. But something, either it's going to be a terrorist attack or some sort of a huge international incident, is going to happen that is going to take the eyes of America off of internal politics and draw you into external conflicts that's going to scare you. They're going to start pushing the narrative of Russia this, Russia that, and get Trump back in the news and, you know, make you hate him and then make you scared of the right-wingers are going to start aligning with the Russians. Wait till that story comes out. I just made that shit up. But I guarantee you, someone is going to start pushing that the right-wingers are aligning with the communist Russians and with communist China, or, you know, whatever they want to say. There's always a boogeyman in the works for the Democrats. Now, I'm not a Republican fan because they lie to us as much as the Democrats, but at least they don't lie to us as badly as the Democrats. But, you know, still, we're coming to a point where even the Republicans are, you know, dividing themselves because the rhinos look exactly like the Democrats to me at this point. And I think we have more conservative Republicans that are coming out and speaking against it. But not enough. Not enough to make a dent. So why am I so mad about this? Why am I so uppity about this? Why am I so animated about this? I'm upset about it. I'm jumping up and down on my chair about it because there is so much stuff that crosses the Mexican border with the United States that they don't cover that could be national news every week. But they don't do it. They don't release it. They don't release how many young girls are trafficked for sex and sold to people in this country. They're not being kidnapped in America as much and being funneled down the southern border, though that does happen. But more children come from other countries and are sold into sex slavery in America than there are Russians crossing the border. I would dare tell you, if there was 4,100 Russians that were found crossing the border this year, that probably 8,000 Russians altogether, the totality, crossed the border. And I guarantee you that at least 2,000 to 3,000 kids were trafficked across the border. And they were used in child sacrifice, child sex rings, sold as prostitutes. They came from Eastern Europe. They came from Central America and Southern America. They came from all walks of life. But it's not news. It's not newsworthy. Because the moment you start investigating that, politicians are going to get in trouble. Isn't that right, Epstein? There's enough evidence from the Epstein trial alone to put politicians in prison. But they ain't going. They take care of their own. Now, I just may so happen to be an angry redneck screaming on a microphone right now. But I have a little bit of experience and intelligence in what I'm saying. I did work for the federal government for 10 years in Homeland Security. A generous amount of time did I spend working in Democratic strongholds. Also, frequent trips to the border. I did fight Antifa for almost 4 years straight in Portland. I have a little bit of experience about this. Not only that, but I've worked in prisons before. I've worked in jails before. I deployed twice in the Marine Corps, in the Marine Corps Infantry. So I have a little bit of knowledge of what I'm speaking about. I'm not just a crazy guy on a microphone. I've been around enough politicians, and I've been around enough federal employees and state employees and local employees and various different types of law enforcement from various different types of countries and all sorts of delegates from other countries to know that we have a serious problem at the southern border, and we ignore it. We ignore it like the problem we have in Chicago. Every day, you have been conditioned to see the death toll of Chicago or Baltimore or New York or DC or Portland or Seattle or Los Angeles. But America, you don't care anymore because you were conditioned by 24/7 mainstream media telling you about it to the point that you grew numb about it. And that's why Americans have grown numb to what happens on the border. Now, there is a large amount of those of us who voted for Donald Trump who understand what is going on the border and who understands the necessity for securing that border. But most of our politicians, ladies and gentlemen, don't care. I have been there when the senators and the congressmen will go down to the border and they'll ride with the Border Patrol chief or the captains of the sector and they'll drive up and down and then they'll go and visit the centers where we're housing people that have been apprehended, see what type of living conditions they're in, and then they leave. And then most of the time the Democrats, even after witnessing the cartel smuggling people across the border, because trust me, the Border Patrol agents, when these people come, not only do they have their own little, you know, convoy, and they're very well protected, but they do travel up and down the border, and they will see human trafficking happening, and then the same Democrats will go and have a press conference and not even really talk about it, because they're ignoring it. If America only knew, if you only knew what really happened on the border and how dangerous it really is. Texas understands it. From Juarez, Mexico, all the way to Nuevo Laredo, we know how bad it is because we see the gunfights that the cartel has with each other. It is reminiscent to my time in Iraq. And to any of you out there who are Border Patrol, who are veterans, or who are cops, or citizens that live along the Texas border, the New Mexico border, the Arizona border, or the California border, you have heard the rapid-fire gunshots. You have heard heavy machine guns. You have heard medium machine guns. You have heard rocket-propelled grenades. You have heard 40 might go off. You might have even heard some mortars being launched. You have seen the armored vehicles that the cartel makes. It patrols their own border, fighting other cartels. You have seen cartels empty cities so that they can go and have a 3 or 4 day war. We have a war zone, ladies and gentlemen, on our southern border, and we do not talk about it. And the politicians can't give you a real reason why they ignore it. They just change the subject. Or they place the blame on Donald Trump or on Republicans or on this or on that. The southern border is not a Republican issue. It's not a Trump issue. It's not a Democratic issue. It's an American issue. The cartel is at this point, it's a domestic terrorist organization because there's so many in our country. But they are an international terrorist organization labeled by other countries, but not by the American government. Isn't that interesting? They're a terrorist organization in Mexico, but the United States just sees them as the drug cartels. They do more than carry drugs across the border. They smuggle weapons. All kinds of weapons. There's over 200 known tunnels from California to Brownsville. So from California, from the West Coast to the Gulf Coast, there's been over 200 tunnels found. But that's just the ones we found. Typically, the way we think about this, especially whenever we're catching people, if we caught 1 million people in 2021, probably 5 to 8 million people came across. If we found 170 tunnels, there's probably 300 tunnels altogether or more being dug every day. We don't have the adequate amount of resources on the border. They won't give it to us. We have drones, we have Coast Guard, we have National Guard, Border Patrol has their own eagles up in the sky. We have constant patrol from BORTAC and BORSTAR, from the regular Border Patrol agents at horseback, the mounted guys, to all different types of vehicles patrolling the border, but it's not enough to stop the flow. There needs to be a wall. I have a heart. I do care about people. But I do care if people come to this country legally. Because for every 1,000 people coming across the border who are just people trying to escape the hellhole that is the country that they're from, one terrorist will come through. Now, if one terrorist will come through and there's over 1 million being documented found, you don't know how many are being documented and then kicked back to their country of origin or just being released within the United States and given a court date that they never show up for. It's upsetting to work on the border. It's upsetting to put your life on the line. Not only for the fear of being attacked by groups of gangs or drug cartels and coyotes, but from the random crazy people who come across the border who just want to escape from you, to the people who are very sick and carrying very deadly diseases that you are also exposed to. You know, when we were working the operations on the border, because we were deployed there, every day we got back from our hotels, you took your uniform off and you put it to the side, especially if you were dealing with people. I dealt with people who had the Black Plague, more or less, who had all different types of infectious diseases, tuberculosis, that's the one I was thinking of, tuberculosis. You know, we weren't wearing masks then. None of us had a mask. But you know how many of us said, damn, I'm going to go start wearing my gas mask every day? Because I don't know what these people have. And I have to touch them. I have to sit in the same vehicle with them. Then I have to... Here's the other part you don't understand, you may not know about. Is after we catch them, we got to process them. And then once we get a large enough group at the small facilities that are within the sector, we have to then take them all again and transport them to a larger facility where they'll be housed there. The entire time, none of these people are handcuffed. None of them are zip-tied. If they fight with us, sure, we'll throw the irons on them because they fought with us. But if they wanted to run, which they do quite a bit, then you have to pull resources off the border to chase one or two people running through the streets, and you have to find them. And every bit of resources that you take off the border, the cartel watches, and then they send people across again. It's a cat and mouse game that needs to stop. Because how long will it be until the dirty bomb in a backpack gets introduced? Until the real anthrax agents get introduced? Until the real terrorist cell, who's disguising themselves as fellow travelers of immigrants, comes through the border. And they sneak into a car and poof, they're gone. That happens. We get shady people who cross the border constantly and they disappear and we don't know what happens to them after they get in custody. They get released to NGOs, non-government organizations like Red Cross or, you know, a bunch of these churches will take them in and then they're just dispersed throughout the country. And you've seen it. You've seen it on the news where they will take people, put them in buses and just implant them into your city in the middle of the night. Here you go. Go free. None of these people are properly vetted. There's not really a system to vet. Are you going to be a terrorist or not? Are you going to be a criminal or not? I mean, we caught people from Djibouti. We caught people from Ethiopia, from Lebanon, from Sudan, from Syria, from Uzbekistan, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from China, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Iran. You don't know what these people are going to do. But we do know that they can introduce Ebola. We do know that third world people do not have the same sense of equality as Americans do. You know, unfortunately, I will say this. A lot of the people that I dealt with who came from the southern nations, Central America to, you know, Venezuela and all those other places, a lot of them were a lot nicer than most Americans I've met. I will at least give them that. But you don't know what the people from all these other countries are going to do. You don't know how many MS-13 gang members are being sent through. Back in the day, you used to be able to see them easily via their tattoos. Now they're sending people across the border with no tattoos. So they're learning. They have new tactics. They have new TTPs. What is the answer? How do we stop this flow of people coming into our country? Can America take on more people in the country? Yes. Yes, we can. If you talk about the land, there's plenty of land to put people. But we can't take these people into our country and then immediately enroll them into Social Security and start paying them. Joe Biden, through the Build Back Better plan, wants to give most of them $450,000 if they were separated from their family. And then other groups who are also caught and deported wants to give them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Joe, where are you getting this money from? There's not a money tree, Joe. You can't just say, well, quantitative easing times 20. We're just going to keep printing money. You're killing our economy. Eventually, we're not going to have a Social Security program anymore for people. I'm probably not going to have Social Security when I reach the ripe old age to be able to draw it, because we're going to have such an influx of people, it's not going to be America anymore. But isn't that the goal? Isn't the goal to flush in as many people into the mixing bowl that is America, to dilute the source of patriotism that we have? Now, I will give you this. I have met people that have came across this border legally who are more patriotic than Americans who were born in this country. One of the guys that worked for us was one of our lead computer guys, and he was from Chile. And that man is more conservative than most conservatives, because he knew what tyranny looked like. He knew what communism and socialism looked like. He knew what being oppressed was. And people from other countries also know that, who come to this country legally. That's why they're trying to come here. They want to be a citizen. But we have citizens in our country who don't want America to be free or hate America. Does that make sense to you? Here's something that everyone says, and I'm going to add to it. If you don't like our country, leave it. I implore you, go visit China. I suggest every Mao Zedong worshiping communist from Antifa, take your purple and blue hair and all the hoops and rings you have in your nose and your face and your ears and your different genders that you want and you're worshiping Satan and all this other crap that you like to do, starting riots and fires and killing people in the streets. If you want to live that life, go bring it to China. Because they will shoot you down in the street. They will beat you to death in the street if you dare step out of line. Now, American communists are not the same as Chinese communists, because American communists are absolutely bonkers. They have no idea what they were really asking for. When we catch people from China, typically, that were coming across the border, they were Christians escaping China. They were not communists trying to escape America to get to China. You don't understand what you ask for. You don't understand. You don't understand, Democrats, Antifa, America. When we have a border that is so wide open, when will the nuke come through? When will the armies start pouring in? When is it that law enforcement, federal law enforcement, is just going to say, screw it, and just start being fired because they refuse to take a shot or just start quitting because of these politics? It takes a couple years to backfill one slot. When we lose hundreds, that sector that they patrolled just got even wider and more porous because there's less people to chase people. Which is why states like Texas have to deploy the National Guard onto our border. But the National Guard, when they get deployed to the border, based off of laws, can't even apprehend people. They can only monitor and observe and report. So what good are they? We do have a serious problem on the border. It needs to be answered. And we'll talk more about this right after the break.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, you will own nothing and you will love it. And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly, at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And welcome back. This is American Vindicta. We are talking about the open border problem that we have right now. Real quick, I want to plug stevequayle.com and Bob Griswold from readymadepreparedness.com. Please visit their sites. Help support those two great men and what they're doing. Steve puts out great information biblically and a bunch of science stuff that's out there that is truly fascinating. He's one of the most intelligent men I've ever met in my life and can just blow your socks off with the knowledge that this guy has. Please visit stevequayle.com. Look up some of the great research in the books that he has and a lot of the videos that he has. Some of those videos starring Tim Alberino on the Trail of All the Giants. It is just absolutely captivating, and it's a must-watch, especially for those of us who are Christian. Ready, Mary Preparedness, you can call Bob Griswold, and he will actually talk to you if you can't afford anything, and he will tell you, without charging you, how to better prepare for what's coming in this country. He also has night vision and a bunch of other really cool stuff, so if you are in the need of that, please visit Ready, Mary Preparedness and Bob Griswold. We're going to, once again, talk about the porous border, my problems with it, my problems with the administration, potential, you know, fighting with Russia, all that good stuff. Listen, I can go on and on and on about this, but at the end of the day, we have a true problem in this country, and it right now it is our southern border. It is the politics that we have in D.C. We have people who refuse to stop something that they have the absolute power and authority to stop. We still give money every year, millions of dollars to Mexico. And what are they doing with it? If I was investing in something and it was not proving out to be the way I wanted it to be, why would I continue to invest in it? At some point, if we want to control the border, we're going to have to put active duty military on the border. We're going to have to build a wall that's 50 feet high and that's 50 feet down. Now, that may be hard for our engineers, but if you want to secure the southern border, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to limit the ports of entry. You're going to have to limit the footbridges for pedestrian use. And you're going to have to funnel people through a real system of processing where they are screened properly, where they are all inspected, and every single vehicle and every single truck, because that is not what's being done. Not to the extent that it should be. And that is not a dig on CBP. That is not a dig on Border Patrol. They simply don't have the funding for the overtime or the personnel to keep up with the work. And we have a Congress who is more than willing to continue to hire SESers and GS-15s and these imaginary positions that they keep making up for their friends when they could be hiring men and women to go through the Border Patrol program, which is an extremely rigorous and tough program. But we have more than enough candidates to go there to fill these slots that are open and to help secure our border. But it also takes the policies to match it. We are not a catch and release system. That is not the way the Border Patrol was not made to be. I was not Border Patrol, but I worked with them enough. But the way our system is we are not a catch and release system. But that's what the politicians have turned it into. So effectively, there isn't a Border Patrol then. Is there? See, they'll never bring me to Congress to testify. They'll never bring me to Fox News or CNN to give my knowledge. Not only is there already enough people talking about it, but they don't want to hear anyone else talk about it. I'm not rehearsed. I'm not coached. I'm telling you what I experienced. And there's not enough guys like me who are coming out and risking their careers and their lives telling you. It won't be long before we have the next big outbreak of whatever infectious disease there is, till there's the next terrorist plot that is not foiled by the FBI, who's so busy running down, you know, moms and dads who are harassing the teachers' union. America has effectively looked at its citizens as more of a threat than the actual threat actors that are in this country or coming from other countries to get into this country. That is a problem. That's a problem that needs to be fixed. We need to put the right people in place to get the right people in place. We have the wrong people leading our government. We have the wrong people leading our federal agencies. And we're going to pay for it. We already are. But it hasn't affected every American yet. Be very cautious about everything that you do. There is always a need for you to prepare. Keep your head on a swivel. Learn how to use your situational awareness. In this country, you have the amazing right to own a firearm to protect yourself. I strongly recommend that you do that and that you get the proper training for it. Prepare with food. Prepare with more systems than just American cash. We are going to have an economic crash. It's not an if, it's a when. We are going to get into another war. It's not an if, it's a when. Be prepared, America. I'm Doug Thornton, your host for American Vindicta. Out.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.